How'd you get involved in this production? What made you want to direct this play?
I got involved in this production because I met the founding members of the theater company because they came and watched me direct another piece for a different theater company. I became interested in what I was doing, and I met them and talked to them about their work and saw some of their work, and so there was just a sort of mutual interest. They were interested. This is the first classical piece they've done.
Mm-hmm.
I've trained for years at Shakespeare Company, where I now teach and direct an act, which is a theater company in the Berkshires. It's a pretty well known for its classical theater. But this company in particular also likes to do a lot of improv and a lot of ensemble theater work, and it's also something I'm interested in. So it just seemed like a really good fit. And when they proposed this project, it's a play that I believe is based on a play that Shakespeare co-wrote. And I believe a lot of the text is actually written by Shakespeare. And this is a play that gets produced maybe once a year in the world, because it's only recently been attributed. Only recently have scholars really started to think it actually is probably partly Shakespeare's writing. So it's just an incredible opportunity to work on a play that I would never have another chance to work on, and that has a lot of really intriguing themes and scenes in it. So,
speaking of which, you guys have been working on this play, you know, for a while now. It's been over a year. How has it changed during that time? You know, what have you been through? Like, how have you grown as a director because of this?
The play itself has changed a lot. I didn't know it at all when we started working on it. Other Shakespeare plays, usually by the time I direct them, I've worked on them in classes, I've either acted in them, I've done scenes for them, so I was approaching it completely from scratch. And so just even in terms of us understanding how the play operates as a whole, because there's some very provocative events in it, but that at first, you spend a lot of time looking at them. But then we just started understanding the play as a whole a lot better. And I'm really excited about getting back into rehearsal because I think we're really ready to sort of make the piece as a whole work and not just the most interesting scenes, if that makes sense. The way I've grown mostly is that I think for me it's been really interesting for me to learn a play with the actors. I'm used to a lot of times coming in, even though I'm really willing to listen and to keep my ear open, I come in with a few really strong ideas
mm-hmm.
about what we're going to be looking at. I had none. I had no strong ideas. I went in and basically looked at the cast and was like, my guess is as good as yours. I don't know anything about this. So it was great to have a whole year. I had to take breaks because it meant that I got to know it a lot better with them, and so that was a real pleasure. And I'm lucky that there's just a few actors in the piece that I've worked with before, so that helped me feel a little bit like I had somewhere to start. So,
mm-hmm. You mentioned before we get to the cast, you mentioned some of the provocative topics in here. How do you plan to address some of those in particular, you know, rape culture?
So, let's see, how do I have to be careful? First of all, we spend a lot of time really just talking about the world we live in. I'm really grateful. I have a terrific dramaturg. Her name is Lindy Rosario, who's also brought in a lot of history, even just the history of rape laws, the history of how female sexuality is treated both politically and historically, politically. And we've just spent a lot of time talking about our own lives. And the one of the more interesting moments that happened early on, we put different sort of workshop versions of the show up in front of audiences, and one of the first audiences that saw it, there was some confusion because of the way the play is written, that there was the man who was not actually sure that the rape had taken place, even though most of the other people that were in that talkback had caught it. And one of the things that this audience member said was, oh, it seemed like she was interested in him, so I didn't think it was a rape.
Hmm.
And I was trying not to talk much during that talkback, but one thing I did say was, well, she is somewhat interested in him. That doesn't mean he didn't rape her.
Sure.
And I thought that was so interesting that having that discussion, because when we first looked at the scene, we had her basically the entire time. So these two characters have one scene before the rape happens, and it was clear in the text that it's not that she's rejecting him out of hand. She's not looking at this young man and saying, I'm not interested in you whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
You don't appeal to me. She's actually seemed to enjoy being with him. But the point she's making to him is that their class difference is so huge that they could never get married. So she doesn't want to continue any kind of a flirtatious relationship with him because it won't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I became very interested in trying to tell a story in which a woman has a right to be friendly to a man and then still say no to him and have that no be respected and not give the man permission to say, you led me on, if that makes sense.
Yeah, sure.
That we still, in our contemporary society, place the burden on the female, mm-hmm. in terms of the conversation that happens around whether or not sex is going to happen. The assumption being that all men want to have sex all the time, so if sex isn't going to happen, the woman is the one who has to make sure it doesn't happen. And it struck me as interesting that our contemporary audience member was, this play is hundreds of years old, and yet still it actually presents a fairly sophisticated point of view of what the problem is. And the other thing that I really admire about that particular character is that once she has been raped, she chooses to not be so ashamed of it that she doesn't try to get justice. And that I know women in my life that haven't been able to do that.
No.
So we feel simply by telling the story really well and having the characters that are surrounding the rapes in the play be played really humanly and realistically so that the audience recognizes them and recognizes the situation, that we will be able to address it. The actor who plays the rapist is a terrific actor who's quite emotionally available and really charming. And the audience, every time we've done the play, until he rapes her, really likes him. And there's a lot likable about both the actor and the character playing it. And he's taking a lot of risks playing the part, and I'm really proud of the work for the work he's doing.
Sure.
But I think it's important that our contemporary audience understand that not all rapists are sociopaths. Some of them are your neighbors or your roommate in college. And so on that level as well, I think be a classical play, having a story be so expansive makes it entertaining, gives the audience some distance, but in the end, to me, it's really about confronting contemporary attitudes about men and women and sexuality and really getting an audience to recognize that this is a problem that's been around for hundreds and hundreds of thousands of years, and that we're still not really having a very good conversation about it.
All right, bottom line, why should someone see this play? I mean, aside from the fact that, you know, the play's free, I mean, we could talk about that too, why are the tickets free, but bottom line, you know, why should someone check this out?
I think there are three good reasons.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I think it's actually going to be a compellingly interesting story, entertainingly told. It's quite funny sometimes. It's very moving. The actors are really talented and they work really well together. I think that it's an incredibly rare opportunity to hear this play and to hear it told in a way that you'll be able to understand it and follow it. And then I also think fundamentally that it's funny, I've been using the word honor culture as much as rape culture. You know, this idea of what the double standards are between men and women when it comes to sexuality and how important it is that we see them acted out, but I'll see them acted out in context. I mean, ultimately, this is a play about more than just rape culture. It's about class and love and what it's like to be in love when you're young, and so that we put in the context sexual aggressiveness in the context of everything else that goes on in our world.